This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, presented by Houston Public Radio, online at KUHF.org. This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, let's visit North Grip. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. North Grip stands for North Greenland Ice Core Project. An international Denmark-led group began drilling through the ice in central northern Greenland in 1996. On July 18, 2003, they reached the soil of Greenland 1.9 miles below. They'd extracted a 2-mile-long, 4-inch diameter rod of ice. New York Times writer Daniel Grossman tells how they're finding that the ice at the very bottom was laid down 120,000 years ago. They're able to read 120,000 winters on the ice core the way they might read rings on a tree. If old ice seems unexciting, look at what it contains. Rain and snow are only water. However, some of the oxygen in H2O is an isotope called oxygen 18, an oxygen atom with 2 extra neutrons. The fraction of this isotope depends on the temperature it was when it fell from the sky. That fraction has been frozen in place for millennia, a record of temperatures waiting to be read. We can visualize the Greenland ice cap as a huge shallow dome, 2 miles thick in the middle and sloping off 200 miles to the sea on either side, just enough slope to let ice slide away in either direction. Only here in the center, where North Grip is drilling, has there been no sliding, and history remains intact. Much more information awaits us in this 2-mile shaft of ice. As it took form, tiny bubbles of air were entrained into it. From those bubbles, we can read the past presence of heat-trapping gases like carbon dioxide and methane. Other kinds of history also lurk here. For example, the great volcanoes of the past have left their marks. They emitted fine ash that circled the earth and settled down upon the snowfields before they were compacted into ice. When the core cutter finally reached bottom, it produced yet another surprise. As team members pulled it up, they found it was heavier than it should have been. It emerged with a large icicle of brownish water freshly frozen onto the bottom. Geothermal energy warms the earth below this mantle of ice, which insulates the earth and keeps it warm. Water is still liquid below the ice. That water froze only when it met the bit, which was very cold from its trip down through the drill hole. That water could have been there since ice first formed over it. It could be far older, maybe 1 million years older than the ice they drilled through. It might prove to hold evidence of ancient life. The most ominous finding is that the ice ages have all been preceded by large, potentially destructive temperature variations. We seem to be on schedule for another ice age, and wildly seesawing temperatures might be a greater threat than climate change alone. So, like all good science, this project raises questions as fast as it answers them. But so much is at stake in these questions. This is truly valuable science, if I've ever seen it. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.